I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia reported to the State House on the morning of Wednesday, July 18, 1787, with things in a muddle. The previous day's discussion on the role of the president and the means by which he would be chosen had ended in frustration. Deciding to give the subject a rest, the delegates turned their attention to the judiciary, another topic that had been tabled since early June. Immediately, the same issues that had plagued the subject of the presidency arose in discussions of the judiciary. As was the case for most of the convention, the starting point for debate was James Madison's Virginia Plan. The Virginia Plan called for a council of revision to consist of the chief executive and a convenient number of the national judiciary. That idea had received little support in early June. It received even less in mid-July. There was agreement, however, as to the need for a national judiciary. But how and by whom would judges be appointed? Some said they should be executive appointments. Others said legislative. It was Nathaniel Gorham of Massachusetts who proposed a compromise. Judges should be appointed by the president, he said, with the advice and consent of the Senate. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.